Business Casual is a new podcast by Morning Brew that makes business news enjoyable, relatable, and dare I say, fun. I interview the biggest names in business, covering topics like how technology is changing the fitness industry and the economics of influencer marketing. It's the business podcast that makes you smarter and makes you laugh. Listen to Business Casual wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A lot of people have canceled or postponed their travel plans during the pandemic. So if you've got a credit card that offers travel-related perks, there's a good chance they're going unused. Credit card companies don't want you to cancel the card, so they're coming up with new offers for customers that are staying home.
Instead of offering a $300 travel credit where they wipe out $300 worth of travel purchases that you make to the card, they're wiping out grocery purchases because that's where people are spending their money now.
But is it worth racking up miles and points during the pandemic, or would it be wise to switch away from a travel credit card? Our middle seat columnist Scott McCartney will have answers after the break.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
For a lot of people during the pandemic, travel is on hold, and that means they aren't using the travel perks that are tied to certain credit cards. Middle seat columnist Scott McCartney is here to discuss what credit card companies are doing about it. So Scott, not only have the credit card companies built a lot of their business on travel rewards, but consumers have booked lots of vacations. This is a tricky time for everybody.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of our credit cards are really geared towards giving us benefits at the airport, and people aren't going to the airport. So if it's fancy airport lounges or baggage fees or early boarding or all those things that you use a credit card for, a particular credit card for, they're just of little value to you now. And so it's a good time to consider whether you ought to be getting other rewards that would be valuable.
So what have the credit card companies done to try to stay on consumers' radars and keep their credit cards, you know, relevant in their wallets when most of them aren't traveling?
Yeah, this has been really interesting. It's happened quickly. The credit card companies recognized they had a problem right away and did some meaningful things about it. Generally, this comes with the high-end cards, the cards that are $450, $550 a year. They have great benefits for travel, but obviously those benefits aren't working. So they've offered benefits like big bonuses for grocery shopping, also video streaming services, cell phone plans, gas purchases, since you're not purchasing travel. And those can really significantly affect your balance. Some of them are even doing, instead of offering a $300 travel credit where they wipe out $300 worth of travel purchases that you make to the card, they're wiping out grocery purchases because that's where people are spending their money now. And so you do get value. In fact, one of the Bankrate and creditcards.com did a survey and found that 81% of people with annual fee credit cards thought they were getting as much value or more value out of the credit card now than they were before the pandemic.
So how should people go about managing the buildup of their points and miles when they're not traveling?
It is a good time, if you do plan to travel in the future, it is a good time to accumulate points. Points are going to be very valuable to people when they want to get back to traveling, especially if airlines and hotels are offering big sales to lure people back when things open up. But if you're in the camp where, you know, I'm just not going to travel for a while, I think it's a good time to change out cards, maybe go to a cashback card for 2 years. When you do come back to travel, if you've been away from the card been away for 2 years, you can get sign-up bonuses when you come back. So that sort of rotation of credit cards may make sense for some people, particularly the ones who have sort of the co-branded basic airline card or co-branded basic hotel card. With the airline card, you know, American Airlines Advantage, all the airlines have it. You get a checked bag fee waiver. You get some early boarding. None of that is of value to you right now. You might as well ditch that card and use something else.
But switching cards and rotating away from cards, couldn't that damage a credit score?
It can. It can be difficult to sign up for new cards if you've lost your job, obviously, things like that. It can, you know, you have to have a high credit score, especially if you're going to cancel multiple at the same time. It'll affect you somewhat. And in general, people churn all the time, and so it certainly can be done. If you're concerned about that, one option is to just sort of downgrade the card. The credit card issuer, usually all of them offer a full range from a high-end card to a no annual fee card. The no annual fee cards obviously come with a lot fewer benefits. But if you don't need those right now, you can, without closing the account and affecting your credit score, you can just rotate to drop down to a no annual fee card and save yourself some money.
Now, you mentioned airline-specific rewards cards. What has American Airlines done that caught your eye?
You know, this is an interesting thing. American Airlines, for many, many years, allowed people to use credit card miles towards lifetime status, and it resulted in a lot of people with lifetime status, some of whom had never even flown. That lifetime gold status at 1 million miles or platinum at 2 million, that guarantees you benefits for a long time, obviously lifetime. So that went away in 2011. But for this year, from May until the end of this year, Americans brought that back. And with any of the American co-branded credit cards, the miles you earn from spending can actually go towards your lifetime status with the airline. So if you're close to a lifetime, reaching lifetime threshold, 1 million miles or 2 million miles, I think it's a really good idea to get that card if you don't already have it, put your spending on that, and top up your account to get to the lifetime benefit.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney. Scott, thanks for coming on the show.
Great to be with you, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.